post game with Alan Flavell, director of hockey, cracking 5-2 result the night, first game in the cup. Can't ask for better than that.
Yeah, well pleased, well pleased. End of the first period, I was getting a little bit nervous, but after we took the league early on with a 1-0 scoreline from Tom Keeley, who I thought had an exceptional night the night, we let them back into the game. But then, second period, we stamped our authority and got four good goals and went in 5-2. And then, third period was just a bit of stalemate. But I thought we played very well tonight.
Did Solway surprise you at all? I thought they were quite undisciplined, and second period especially, they seemed to be full of slashes and chips.
Yeah, they seemed to lose their way, and their coach called the timeout at one point because I think their whole team just seemed to be a bit raggy, not the Solway you expect at all. So it played into our hands, and like I say, they were one man short for a lot of that period.
Yeah, so that's it's one good result so far in the cup. That the. It's a great start in the cup competition. Clearly, we're all excited about the cup, but we need to pick up points against these NIHL teams. Certainly.
Oh, without a doubt. They're all going to be tough games this year. We know that. But coming to Solway and getting a result is always a big bonus.
Okay. Well, Chris Sykes was our man of the match tonight. Was there anybody else that stood out for you?
I thought Tom Keeley had a cracking game for his first game in full competition like this. I was really impressed. I mean, he got our opening goal as well. I thought his movement around the ice and the way he read the game was exceptional. But I thought there was quite a few players out tonight. I thought really, really played well.
Yeah, and from Solway's point of view, they've signed some big players, but none of their players really stood out. Maybe apart from Tonner.
Well, exactly. I think Tonner was their biggest player tonight. A lot of the others seemed, like I say, a little bit indisciplined and were a little bit chippy, more interested in hacking and slashing rather than playing the game. So. Yeah, they played into our hands. Yeah,
so we've got a couple of league games to crack off that campaign coming weekend. Is this a big confidence boost going into that?
I think so, definitely. Down at Sheffield, I don't want to jump the gun, but I would like to think we get a couple of results next weekend, and that just sets us up nicely for Telford. I think we've got Telford at home the following week.
Yeah, we do. Manchester we've got next Sunday. They got tanked 11-3 tonight by Blackburn. So clearly there's already a kind of a marker being laid down there.
Without a doubt. I mean, Blackburn, I think they think they're the team to beat this season. Hopefully it's going to be ourselves. So, they're going to be good games.